Good afternoon, and Mo'adim L'Simcha. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the fifth day of the Omer and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them, as always, prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny goes directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Friday's email is 5 p.m. today, Eastern Daylight Time. As always, donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Hillel Grossman, Mora D'Astra of Congregation Ohevei Shalom, or as it's more famously and better known as the Woodridge Shul in the Catskills in Woodridge, upstate New York, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Grossman reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And if you do not have a Tehillim book in front of you, you can click on those numbers referenced in the Tehillim daily email, and it will bring you to a page where you will have the Hebrew and English text right in front of you. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Grossman will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsively or pausing between pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I have also asked Rabbi Grossman to please recite the perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English, before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Grossman will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Grossman will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. Following the Mishnah Berach, Rabbi Grossman will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for Friday's call, as well as a super exciting program that I've been working on the past few days and have been eagerly looking forward to sharing with all of you. So please stay tuned after the Tehillim for a mega announcement. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Grossman.
Shalom Aleichem to everyone and best wishes for a healthy and happy Pesach. Also an additional thank you to Rabbi Herman and the OU for giving me this opportunity, and as well a hakaras hatov to Dr. and Mrs. Lukens for facilitating a kesher shel kayam, a permanent bond between our shul and the OU. You know, Pesach and the Haggadah is all about telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's not only about telling the story, it's about living the story, the hardship in Mitzrayim in Egypt, and the final redemption. But before we begin our story, we find an additional story. We preface our story with a maisa, and the maisa is as follows. It speaks about five rabbanim, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar Nazari, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Tarfon, that were sitting in Bnei Brak and had their Seder, and were so involved until their students told them that the time of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis had come and they had to stop. On a simple level, this story teaches us just how involved one can be in telling the story and how much one can aspire in fulfilling this mitzvah by telling the story the entire night. But on second thought and a deeper look, there is much more to this story. The story really is the story behind the story. It's the story how to approach the Seder and how to approach the difficulties that we are facing today. You know, if you look around the landscape of America and Israel and the Sederim that we have every year, we find a Seder with a family, we find maybe a communal Seder, but we don't find a rabbinical Seder. We don't find many Rabbanim coming together and making a Seder. So how come in their time the Rabbanim were getting together to say the Seder and the Haggadah together? So I heard from one of the Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva Gedolah, which was Rabbi Shlomo Goldstein, Shlita, In the name of the Aruch HaShulchan Nefala. At the end of tractate Makos, we find that the sages passed by the ruins of their temple, and they saw a fox coming out, and everybody started to cry, except for Rabbi Akiva, who began to laugh, and they turned to Rabbi Akiva, and they said to him, Rabbi Akiva, how come you're laughing? Don't you see the destruction? And he said, if I see the prophecy of destruction being fulfilled, how much more so do I see and visualize the prophecy of the rebuilding of the temple coming to fruition? One individual turned the entire perspective of all those that were around him, and they said, Nihantanu, you comforted us. Because he shared with them that perspective, all these Rabbanim wanted to be at his Seder tonight of Pesach. And so they all came to Rabbi Akiva's Seder to be able to take from his vision of hope and be able to take it from him and develop it within themselves. And that's why we begin with this story, to go through all our hardships with that knowledge of hope. We can approach our situation today with that same idea of simcha, the knowledge that Hashem loves us, and for reasons that we can't fathom, Hashem has put us in this situation, and that we can realize that Hashem will take us out. That's the story of Mitzrayim, that's the story of Rabbi Akiva, and that's the story of each of us. I remember many years ago, there was a company, Ma Bell, for those that remember, that had a jingle to reach out and touch someone. Each of us as a single person has that power to call someone, to give them that message of hope in this time of so much pain, the Kal Yisrael, to share with them that they're davening for them. This is something of so much importance, and this is the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. May we merit to be able to say Shema, just as David, in the time of dawn, in the time of Shacharis, where we see HaKadosh Baruch, and we see Hashem with clarity, and not only through darkness. May we all experience a beautiful, beautiful end of Pesach, and a Binyan Beis Hamikdash from Erev Yomeinu. Amen. I will now begin chapter Chaf, that's chapter 20 in Tehillim. It begins with Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Adonai V'yoyim Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elihei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeka Yizkor Kol Mimchaisecha Vailascha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol atzos v'yimalei Niranina bishua secha U'v'shem aleihenu nidgoyl Yimalei adoinoi kol mishalei secha Ato yodati ki hoishia adoinoi Mishichoi Yanehu mishmei kodshoi, bigvurois yeisha yeminoi. Eile vorechev, vieile basusim, vanachnu b'shem, Adonai eleihenu nazkir, heima karu v'nafalu, vanachnu Tamnu vanisoidon Adonai hoishia Amelech yadeinu v'yom koreinu. Chapter 27, Kapitel Chof. L'David Adonai oiri v'yishi Mimi ira Adonai ma'ois chayai Mimi efchad Bikrayv alai mirayim Lecholet bisari Sarai mi'oivai li Heima kashlu v'nafalu Im takane alai machane, lo yira libi. Im tokum alai milchama, bezois ani voiteach. Achas sho'alti me'eis adonai, oisa avakesh. Shivti beveis adonai, kol yemei chayai, lachazois benayam adonai, ulevaker beheichaloi. Yitz b'neini b'sukai, b'yoyma'a, yasti reini b'seiser ahaloi, b'tzur yoroi memeini, v'ata yorum roishi al oivai, Deviva Yisai, Ve'ez Becha, Ve'ahaloi, Zivchei Sruam. Ashira Bazamira Ladeinai, Shema Adeinai, Koili, Ekra, Vechaneini, Vaneini, Lecha Amar, Libi, Bakashufanai, Es Panecha Adonai Avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat ve'af avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, al titsheni, v'al tazreni, elihei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai asveni. Poireini Adonai Darkecha, Unecheini Barach Mishar, Leman Shoyverai. Al Titneini Benefesh Tzarai, Ki Kamu Vi, Eidei Sheker, Vifeach Chamot, Lulei Hemanti, Lirois Bitov Adonai, Be'eretz chayim, havei el adonai, chazak v'yameitz libecha, v'kavei el adonai. Kof Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalois. Mimamakim kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shemaha v'koili Tiena oznecha kashuvois V'koil tachanunai Im avonai tishmarya Adonai Mi ya'amois Ki imecha hasilicha leman tivarei. Ki viti adonai kirsa nafshi v'lidvarai hoicholti. Nafshi ladonai mishohoim limaboyker. Shaimrim laboiker Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Ki im Adonai hachesed Viharbei imoi fidus Vehu yivde et Yisrael Mikoil avoinai sov We will now say the Misha Berach for Cholim, and we'll pause at the appropriate point. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shloimoi Hu Yivareich V'Yirakeyet HaCholim. Bavur shekulanu shanachnu mispalim bavuram. Bizkar ze hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lahaflimam ularapaisam. Ulahazikam ulachahal hachayoisam. Yishlach lohem mehira refuah shleima min hashamayim. Lachalav evorehem ulachal gideihem. Bizkarach sha'ar chole Yisrael. Refuat hanefesh, refuat haguf, hashta bagala uvizman kariz, v'nomar amein. We follow and conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'atzaro v'ashivya, ondim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakoyim yirachem aleihem. Biyotiye mitzara dervacha, umeafela liayra, umishivud legeula, hashta bagala uvizman kariz, v'noimar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Grossman. I am beyond thrilled to announce a fantastic program which will, please God, take place next week, this coming Sunday, April 19th, immediately following the daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. The OU is honored to share that we will be hosting a virtual armchair conversation between Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue. These two wonderful luminaries will be joined by a third, as the OU's Senior Managing Director, Rabbi Stephen Weil, will be moderating the conversation. The important topic will be the Jewish people in a post-corona world, finding hope beyond the darkness. If you enjoy our daily calls, you will not want to miss this program. More details to be shared, please God, on Friday, but I simply couldn't wait and wanted to share this with all of you, as we've been working really hard behind the scenes to make this happen. A reminder to please consider pausing each day over the next 2 days of Yontif at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to recite our chapters of Tehillim that we recite each day, Chaf, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130, to do those tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily, please bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Joseph Friedman of the Dot Minyan in Denver, Colorado. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, joyful, healthy, and safe Chag.